Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Muhammad from the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman this week. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the eighth day of the month of Adar here in the United States, and already Yom Chamishi in Eretz Yisrael. We are so thankful to Hashem that all the hostages from October 7th have finally been brought home, and we continue to pray for everyone else who needs health and blessings in any way. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Menachem Tendler from Beth HaMedrash HaGadol Shaarei Chesed in St. Louis, Missouri, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Tendler's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, 20, 121, and 130, followed by Achenu in Hebrew and English. Then we'll say the Mishaberach for Chayalim and conclude with the Mishaberach Chacholim, at which point Rabbi Tendler will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert names of all those who we are davening for. To receive the Daily Tehillim Reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/TehillimCall. That's TehillimCall. One more time, that's ou.org/TehillimCall. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Tendler.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for hosting me. I'd like to just share a thought as we enter this beautiful gathering of Tehillah, beautiful gathering of Tehillim. And I want to begin by sharing a cute little story that we shared this past Shabbos in Shul. Apparently in Baghdad, at the times of the Ben Ish Chai, there was a Yid who was very wealthy in memory and very poor financially. And it would be a very difficult time earning any money. But Mamish had a fantastic, incredible memory. And the people in the community knew this about this Ani Chacham, this poor Talmud Chacham. They were very well aware of his situation. They would try to find ways to get money to him, and one of the ways that they would utilize is the local website for any information that he needs, that a Yid needed to look up a sefer. They'd ask him, and if he'd get the right answer, he'd lead them in the right direction, they'd give him some money. Okay, local Hebrew book, knowledgeable person. Okay, so one day the Ben Ish Chai walks over to this Yid and he says, listen, I'm preparing a shir, and I have a question that's a little more difficult than the others. I'm willing to give you a gold coin instead of a copper coin, but I'm looking for every letter of the Aleph Beis in the Torah that is back to back. So all the double letters, the two Alephs together, two Beis together, all the way through two Tufs. I need to have the whole list for my upcoming shir. And this Yid says you can find it everywhere in the Torah besides the letter Ayin. You won't find two ayins side by side, but you will find it in Nach, Yeshayo, Perakal, Galit, Pasuk, Yates. But I gladly give you the answer. Okay? He begins. He says two aleves, says Natera, Umekalocha, Aar, Bezes, Becholavavcha, Gimel, Maka, Legagecha, Dalid, Oidoidoy, Bendoidoy, Hey, Hahu, Amar, Vlayase, Vave, Hamudim, Mezuzoy, Spesecha, Chach v'nezem is going through the Taitofa is bein einecha. Yayin by 2 years. Every time you find yayin is 2 years. Kechol asher tiva lulois tcheles lemem shelas hayoyim to mems hinini maybe asamabel to nuns the esram says to samachs rei hisra'a ha'aretz. That's the pasuk in Yeshayo, which is a nach as opposed to the chamisha chamshitayra. Tfe is choyfei falav kol hayoyim tzadi by yisraifetzu abonim betirba. Kuf, the Mechaikik, Reish, Ror, Besorei, Ezroivai, and Shin, Vesheish, Mosar, and at this point, this Chacham Ani stops. And he turns to the Ben Ish Chai, and he says, if I tell you the Tufs, would you give me some extra money? So the Ben Ish Chai smiled. And he says, I told you I'll give you a nice coin for the Aleph to Tuf. Why are you leaving me hanging? Well, what about, you owe me a Tuf. So the Yid says, why does it say in the Torah, in the Parsha of Tzedakah, it says, Nasoin Titein Lai. That's the two Tufs. Titein Lai. What do you think Nasoin Titein Lai? So what's the idea of nothing titain? That is, it's a double expression. He tells the Ben Ishai, if you give once, don't think that you completely that you have completed your mitzvah of tzedakah. If a person really needs more and they come back, you should give more. And therefore it says nasoin titain. Two tufts, one right after the other. And the Ben Ishai understood the message quite clearly that he was asking for some more tzedakah, and he gladly handed over some additional tzedakah. So it's a cute little maisa, a cute little chap that this yid had, which there's a lot you could take. Specifically, I want to focus on the Ben Ishai's response of actually giving this person more money when he asked for it. I think there's times where a person gives, and we give of ourselves, and sometimes it can be by tzedakah. You have somebody comes to the door, and then the next person comes because they were in the same car, and then the next person comes, they were in the same car. The next person comes, you can have five people that are coming to the door, one right after the other. You could have somebody who we give tzedakah to, and then they ask for it again. It's interesting for us to be aware of ourselves. What is our mental response? Not only what is our physical response, which hopefully should be a positive one in the way of Torah, but also what is our mental response? And I want to get into this by explaining the following. In this week's, this upcoming parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, the pasuk tells us, Yata Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael, because Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to command the B'nei Yisrael, we should take Shemen Zayis Zoch, Kosis Lamar, pressed, first, the first press, the most precious one. Somebody just gave me a bottle of olive oil from Sicily. It's called Papa Vince. Apparently it's $60 a bottle. It's the first cold pressed oil. It's supposed to be the best of the best oil, as Chazal tell us. This is the first oil that we use for the Menorah, Lahalos Ner Tamid, to raise up the Ner Tamid. Those of us learning Daf Yomi, we're coming up to the Gemara Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel, Amadej 53b, where the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Yechanan, Lama Nimshul Yisrael Lezayis, why is Kal Yisrael compared to an olive, loymar lecha, because to teach you, ma zayis einay maitzei shemeinay el al yedei kesisa, just like olives only let out its most beautiful and valuable part when there's pressure, when it's pressed. Af Yisrael ein chayz lemutav el al deyisurim, so to Yisrael, we're chayz lemutav, we become the best, we go back to our goodness when there's Yisurim, when there's a difficulty, when there's pressure that is put upon us. This is the phrase of Rabbi Yechanan in the Gemara in Menachos. Rabbi Moshe Sher, Zechasad Kodesh of Racha, was well known. One of his opening jokes when he'd speak to politicians is he'd say that the Jewish people are like tea bags. We only get going when we're in hot water. That was like one of the lines that he used to break the ice. And this is similar to this Chazal, which is telling us that Klal Yisrael, when we feel pressure, that's when the greatest part of us shines forth and really comes out. And this bothers me. It bothers me. I don't think this bodes too well for us as Yidden, even though we know that there's truth to this, that unfortunately a tzara certainly does bring Yidden together. But the question is, why would Rabbi Yechanan want to say something that doesn't speak completely positively about Klal Yisrael? It takes Yisurim to bring us together. Without Yisurim, we're not going to be Chayzer B'tshuva. We're not going to look for Dveikas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to be Chayzer M'mutav. We're not going to try to respond and get better and better. What does this mean? I want to believe, and we certainly should believe, that Rabbi Yechanan is coming to tell us a Maila in Klal Yisrael. Not a chesaron, not a lack, that there's an issue that unfortunately we need to wait for a tzara to take place. So what is the Gemara and Menachos actually teaching us? I saw a beautiful idea in the Sefer Lavi Seish from Rabbi Yisrael Meir Druck, and he says like this. That's fantastic. The Gemara is not telling us that goodness becomes when we're feeling Yisurim. Rather, the olive oil is always inside the olive. The most valuable part is always there. But unfortunately, the world, and a good world, is covering it over. There's a wonderful olive that's there, but it's in the way of something that's even more beautiful. The pressure, when you get the first cold press of the olives for the menorah, it's not creating olive oil. The olive oil was there the entire time. It's just being nigla. It's just coming out to being revealed. That which was there is just, there's now a revelation, and this beautiful, valuable, precious part that wasn't previously noticed is now coming out the poel. It's coming out into action, and now we can go and make use of it. Says Rav Druk, this is what the Gemara is telling us. When it comes to Am Yisrael, when it comes to us, when it comes to each and every Yid, a little bit of pressure is not going to make us, doesn't make us better. But sometimes there's something outside. It could be an external pressure. It could be a pressure that's coming from us, but call it a Jewish guilt or something else. Some people don't like that expression. But a self-admonishment, a self-awareness, Baruch Hashem, all of us are coming together daily to say Tehillim. It's an incredible thing. That's a self-awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here. I just want to learn, and I want to daven. I want Vegas. I want to connect with you through the words of Tehillim. It's Megal. It's just revealing the Ratzon HaTor. It's revealing really the pure hearts that we really have. But Rabbi Yechanan's not saying anything negative. He's not saying that, oh, the Yisurim make us better. No. He's just speaking out a truth. And that is, if we could just apply a little bit of pressure, this is the way Hashem made the world. There's so much depth and beauty and goodness to each and every one of us and every Yid, and the goodness that we want to do, and how much closer we want to come to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All it takes is a slight amount of pressure. And that's why it's the first pressed olive oil. Just that little slightly, and all of a sudden the most beautiful part of a Yid comes out. And we're about to start reciting Tehillim. And perhaps, says Rav Druk, this is an additional point that we can understand when we say our kapitel of Tehillim of Shir HaMalos Mimamakim Karasicha Hashem. What does it mean, Mimamakim, from the depths? The simple understanding is when a person's feeling deep in pain, when a person's feeling deep in tsar, so we call out to Hashem Tehillas. But according to this, Mimamakim doesn't have to be that. Mimamakim's bring out additional point, and that is we call out to Hashem, and we say, Hashem, thank you so much that we have the merit that our amkus, our depth, really is what calls out to you. Mimamakim, the beauty that the world covers over inside of us, we want to connect our true selves, and we want to connect our Mimamakim, our true beauty, our true value to you. And in this merit, when we live a life of this dveikus, of this awareness with a connection to Hashem and coming together through reciting of Tehillim, we reveal the oneness, the achdus that we as Yidden have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bez Hashem, that's all that's needed to bring the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. So let us together begin by reciting three kapitlach of Tehillim. We'll begin with Kapitel Chof, Kapitel Kuf Chafalis, Kapitel Kuf Lamed, which will be followed by Achinu, and our Misha Berachs. Kapitel Chof, Psalm 20. Am Natseach Nizmar Ludovid, Yan Choavim Ayvi Yan Tzoro, Yisagev Choshein, Elehe Yakoi, Yishach Ezech Amikaydesh, Umitziyayin Yisadekom, Yizkor Kol Mincha Yisecho, V'yoylotcho Yidash Netzelom, Yitein V'chol Kobo V'cho, V'chol Atzosho Yimaleim, Niranin Abishu Asecho, V'shem Eleinu Nidgoyil, Yimalei Adenoi, Kol Mishaloi Sechom, Ato Yodati, Ki Hoishi Adenoi Mishichoi, Yaneu Mishmei Kodshoi, B'gvurais Yesha Yiminoim, Ela Borechev, V'Ela Batusim, V'anachnu, V'shei Madino, Yoleinu Nazkir, Emo Karu V'nofalu, V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisoidon, Adinoi Hoishio, HaMelech Yaneinu, B'yoim Karenu. Yehilam Kuf Chafalos, Psalm 121. Shir Lamaloi, Sesoina Ele Horim, Me'ayin Yovo Yezrin, Ezri meyemadohno yoisei shomayim bohoret, al yitein lamoit raglecho yonum shoimrachom, inei lo yonum velo yishon shoimer Yisrael, adenoi shoimrecho, adenoi tzilcho yad yiminachom, yoimom ha-shemesh lo yakecho v'yoreach paloilom, adenoi yishmorcho mikoro yishmoret nafshechom, Adinoi Shmartecho Uvayecho Me'ato V'yadeilom. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir HaMaloi Smimamakim Kirosicho Adinoi Adinai Shema Bekoili, Tihianos, Necho Kashuvois, Lekol Tachanunoi, Imavainos Tishmario, Adinai Miyamoid, Kimacho Hakliho, Leman Tivorein, Kivisi Adinai Kibso Nashi, Vulidvaroi Haikoti, Nashi Ladinai Mishoim Rim Laboiker, Shoim Rim Laboiker, Yachel Yisrael Ladinai, Kiyim Adinai Achesed Varbei Mohoi Fidus, Ruhu Yisdes Yisrael, Mikol Avonoso, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Anasunim Batsoro Vashivyo, Hoim Dembein Bayom Ubein Bay Haboshom, Amokim Yerachim Aleyem, Yaisiye Mitzoro Dherbacho, Umiyafela Liyayro, Mishibur Degulo, Ashto Bagolo Vizman Koriv, Vinoimar Omein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Yisrael, who are in distress or captivity on sea or on land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us respond, Amen. We will now say the Misha Berach for the Israel Defense Forces. Misha Berach Abiseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, the Anshei Koiches HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Atzino V'Arei Aleihinu, Nigavul Alavano in Bamidbar Mitzrayim, Menayama Godol Adlava Yarava, Bukumakam Shehim, Beyaboshaba Girovayam, Yitin Adonai Yisayvenu, Hagamim Aleinu Nigafim Lefneyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzor B'tzuka B'kol Nego Machlo, V'Yishlach Bracha V'Atzlacha B'kol Masi Yideyem, Yad Bersenenu Tachtayim Yatim B'Chesu Yishua V'Teres Nitzachoyin, V'Yikum Vem HaKosu V'Ki Adinoi Eloheichem Ha'ilechim Ochem V'Lochem Lochem V'Moiveichem L'Ishia Eschem, And finally, we'll make a Misha Berach for Chaylim. Please insert the names of all the Chaylim at the pause. Misha Berach Aviseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron Dov Rishloima V'Yuvorech, V'Yirapei Es HaChaylim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachlim Aleyem Nachli Mamra Paisam Lachdikam Lachi Yizom V'yishrach Lehem Meir Rufu Hashem V'nashamayim L'chol Evreim L'chol Gideim B'seich Shar Cheli Yisrael Rufu Asa Nefesh Rufu Asa Guf Hashto Bagolo V'zman Kariv V'neimar Amen.
Amen, and thank you so much, Rabbi Tendler, for speaking to us and sharing words of chizuk. We hope to have you back on in the near future. Rabbi Herman will be back on next week on Monday, Mir Teshem, and I would also like to thank our colleague, Rebecca Levy, for all her help in coordinating the phone call. Fresh here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Israel Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer, together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world. Have a great day.